Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Before we begin, I'd like to thank God for giving us the opportunity to do what we love in the city of angels. Good morning. Thank you so much for waking up with us. Happy day before Friday, everybody. And if you're just getting back into the swing of work and whatnot, happy New Year to you. Thank you for tuning in. My name is Edgar. This is Brian. Good morning, bro.
What's up, everybody?
Good morning, Chelsea.
Good morning.
Good morning, Tamara on social media.
Good morning.
Hit us up at 97.1 AMP Radio. Good morning, DJ Majestic.
Good morning.
And good morning to producer Brad.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us today.
I know, right?
Fantastic. So interesting. You know, usually you kick off the new year like, yo, New Year. Year, new me. Oh man, I'm gonna have my ish together this year. I'm gonna make it. Everybody says this is my year. I'm gonna own it, which Diplo reminded us all on social media. It is statistically impossible for all of you to own this year.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Diplo. Appreciate that downer, bro. Appreciate that. So, producer Brad, already late to work. Day three of the new year. And my, the best part about this is he calls me at 6 a.m., right? So 9 minutes ago, he's like, hey, man, I'm running to work. Can I do anything for you?
Do you need anything? Do you need anything for the show? I can find some things if you need them.
Like, I planned this, guys.
He lives across the street on Wilshire. Can I do anything for you? He's like, yeah, how about show up to work on time?
And my first question is Nikki, your wife, here in town or out of town?
She is out of town.
I knew it.
All right, so this is definitely time to do the segment Last 24. The last 24 hours of Brad's life according to Instagram stories to see if we can find out why he's late today, Brian.
All right, so we go to Instagram stories first. I myself was coming back from Atlanta. I was visiting my girlfriend for a couple days. And I was dealing with traffic at LAX. I was wondering if I was going to make it because my Uber took 46 minutes to get into the airport. So I have time to look through Instagram stories.
Of course.
Brad is back already. He says, oh, sunshine, I missed you. Because he was in Seattle for 2 weeks, so he hadn't seen the sun. So he was like Schmeagol, Lord of the Rings.
He was in a cave.
Exactly. So he's got a sun picture. The next one is, let the productivity begin in 2019.
Okay.
Powered by Keurig. So he's also, fishing for an endorsement. I like where his head's at. Okay. Then the next one was, making tonight fire Keurig. You're getting a little thirsty on the Keurig situation.
It's a very cool Keurig, okay?
But also, he's tagging him in it like, he just wants that like response back from Keurig, right? But here's the tweet that doomed you, Brad.
Ooh, hold on.
This is the tweet.
Wait.
That this tweet doomed him?
Yes, sir.
How is it that this tweet doomed producer Brad being late on the third day of the year?
January 1st, 2019, 11:09 a.m., Brad's up. He's Adam. He's got the kids going. He's got Declan going. He's got Nikki going. He's got his cup of coffee. He sits down and he says, this year, .. I risk it all.
Oh.
Well, I didn't know that meant you were going to show up late on your third. That's pretty risky.
It's pretty risky to risk your job, bro.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Good morning. Thank you for hanging out with us. We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea on 97.1 AMP Radio. I'm a commercial free Monday. It's coming up next after Mia with Bad Bunny and Drake. By the way, Bad Bunny going to be performing at Coachella this year.
So excited.
Along with J Balvin. That's going to be dope right there. But coming up next, usually we do the damn he dumb story of the day. But today, since it's a new year, 2019 coming in strong, it's a damn they dumb story of the day.
I feel like this year could be anybody. He, she, they, kids, animals, whoever's dumb, you're getting it. All of you getting
it. Hold
on. 97.1
AMP Radio. Commercial free Mondays.
Right about now, you think, you know, most people want to kick off the year being smarter about the decisions they make in life.
Right? You think.
Being more responsible, maybe. But no. Today, we got not only the damn he dumb story of the day.
Damn, he dumb.
But it's actually the damn they dumb story of the day. And it has to do and inspired by the Bird Box movie. And my other thing is, when are we going to be able to stop those memes? Are they
Bird Box
still cool?
Memes?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, the memes are kind of funny. Now, the movie Bird Box, it's basically, if you've seen, I'm not going to do any spoilers if you haven't seen it yet because it's on Netflix. It's basically like The Quiet Place, but not The Quiet Place. Mm-hmm. So it's a very similar sci-fi kind of thriller movie. But essentially, no one can see during the day. If you look at if you take a blindfold off during the day or open your eyes, you're gonna die. You're gonna die.
Yeah, because you see your worst fears
come true or something.
Yeah. We don't want to spoil any of that because why and how and what they're doing, that's all part of the interesting part of the movie. But what it inspired is a thing called the Bird Box Challenge. And so basically Sandra Bullock's blindfolded the whole movie with her kids. She got her two kids, and they're running around the world blindfolded the whole time. And that's the entire premise of the movie. And they're trying to get somewhere, but they're all blindfolded. It inspired a challenge where people started putting up videos of themselves blindfolded, running around the world with their kids.
Yeah, me dog.
We need to make better decisions in 2019 when it comes to how to go viral. It's like, this is not a good idea.
Chelsea, you'd be surprised. Some parents are probably better parents that way.
Oh my God.
At least they're doing something with their kids.
Here's where the dumb thing comes in. Netflix had to issue a tweet because these things were going viral of people running their kids into walls and stuff, like little babies. Like,
and Netflix is even like, I don't understand. I'm surprised we even have to send out this tweet. Like, what?
They wrote, "Can't believe I have to say this, but please do not hurt yourselves with this Bird Box challenge. We don't know how this started.
Yeah, you do.
We appreciate the love.
But how this started.
Exactly. But how boy and girl just one wish for 2019, and that is that you don't end up in the hospital due to memes.
My favorite part about this is that Inside Edition did a report on the Bird Box Challenge. And my favorite thing to watch or hear is when a news reporter tries to do like a hard news, serious delivery over something as dumb as this.
Right. Mm-hmm.
This is perfect. Check this out.
This blindfolded family is paddling for dear life in a bathtub.
Take it slow.
Oh my God.
This blindfolded boy is crashing into living room furniture. And these women traverse an escalator also while blindfolded.
Oh my God.
There's literally videos of people hurting their children blindfolded running around their house. And all it screamed to me was, oh, the reason this goes viral is because everyone's got their kids home for 2 weeks during the holidays and they have cabin fevers. They're just like, I don't care if he gets hurt. I'm going viral.
97.1
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. Thank you for hanging out with us. Happy New Year. So obviously the Bird Box blindfolded memes are flooding your feed. A lot of them are really good. One of my favorite, the one with Sandra Bullock blindfolded saying, me looking at my checking account like. Just because you look at it, you're probably going to die right now.
Especially after the holidays, right?
Mm-hmm. So the good news is we have an Instagram that we want you to win. It's that easy, familia. 10 times a day, all right? The first time today will be at 7:10 this morning. Your chance to win $1,000 from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. So stay tuned for your chance to win that.
That's a good way to fix your year right out the gates.
$1,000 free dollars.
Free dollars.
I'm down with that. Chelsea, what's going down with your Chelsea report?
So now's the time we're trying to figure out what our New Year's resolutions are. Uh-huh. So if you're still struggling to settle on one, don't worry. Okay. I may have one for you, and it's supported by Beyonce and Jay-Z.
Damn.
So you have to do it, you know?
Win that money, is what they're going to say.
Marry rich?
Yeah, that's coming up at 6:52 in the Chelsea Report.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
All right, so for better or worse, depending on if you like them or not, the Kardashian clan keeps on growing. Kim and Kanye have announced they're expecting their fourth child. That's a lot of kids.
Congratulations.
So they're doing it via surrogate again, like they did with their last child, Chicago.
That's like the Amazon Prime of things nowadays, right?
I mean, what, surrogates?
Yeah, just like order it.
I mean, I guess it is an in vitro situation, so you can pick the gender and do all that stuff. But it just seems like, I know they do it because of Kim's health complications.
Right. Yeah,
but
she had a rough go with her pregnancy.
The second one. But at some point, don't you just kind of feel like, hey, just stop having kids? It just seems like a bit
No, I don't think that's
ridiculous.
The way to think about it. Well, they always said they wanted to have a fourth. But she said, she's like, it's a game changer having a surrogate because she's like, I can spend more time with my kids now.
That's the dumbest thing I ever heard. Of course, she's not pregnant, dummy.
I'm glad my wife is not listening right now. She's 7 months pregnant.
I can drink. I can eat soft cheeses. Yeah. I can do whatever I want to because she's doing it.
Yeah.
My wife's 7 months pregnant right now, and she could only sleep on one side. Like, so for the last like month, she's like, I can't sleep any other way but this way.
I'm not hating on it because honestly, like, I look at, I have a lot of friends that love being pregnant, but I feel like it's something that I'm not going to really enjoy. I just have this feeling, and so I can't knock it because you never know. Maybe
if you have the means,
one day.
You want to do it, go for it. Now, Brian, Brian, you have a good friend of yours that his wife is carrying.
Oh, she's carrying twins for somebody.
Wow.
Yeah,
we gotta talk to her, dude.
Yeah, I've been fascinated by that. Also, I'm more fascinated because like she is big, and my buddy Dante is like, yo, having twins like that was because they've got two kids on their own, and now they got twins, and he's like, yo, it's real. Like she's going through all the struggles. Like can't sleep on her side and all that stuff.
So we know it's going to be a boy, Kim and Kanye's ex-baby, and that it's due in early May. And also, just a side note, Kanye West, he is not performing at Coachella because the lineup has been released, so people are a little disappointed. But that's just a little side note. We'll talk about it more in the Chelsea Report later on, but there's a little tease for that. So, all right, Beyonce and Jay-Z. Now, if you guys are still looking for a New Year's resolution, Beyonce and Jay-Z may have one for you, okay? So they're challenging their fans to go vegan in 2019. Their challenge to fans is written in the introduction of Beyonce's trainer's new book.
Okay.
And they basically said, you know, once we looked at health as truth instead of diet, it became a mission for us to share that truth and lifestyle with as many people as possible. They said that we have a responsibility to stand up for our health and the health of the planet. Let's take the stand together and let's spread the truth.
So, is it like a 30-day challenge or is it just like a whole year life?
I guess they kind of say like they don't expect their fans to go vegan 24/7, but they hope that they start kind of moving towards a more
vegan in their life.
Yeah, and I guess like it kind of all started because Beyonce was very vocal about it when she was training for Coachella. When she was prepping for Coachella, she said, I went vegan. It was the best thing I ever did. And then they carried it along with them with their tour. Both Beyonce and Jay-Z did it. And I think they've kind of just noticed that it's been a game changer for them.
I mean, it's pricey, though. Like, yeah, I'm trying to do vegan for 42 days. I'm on like a training thing with my friend Corey Taylor. And he was like, yeah, I'll go vegan. And I started looking at the grocery store. I don't even know where the vegan section is.
Right.
I just walked over to like a head of lettuce and I'm like, is this the vegan section? But there's like, you have to have other things like proteins and other things to be healthy. Mm-hmm. And yo, that is pricey. So if Jay-Z and Beyonce can open like a, you know, like a Ralph's version of a vegan store.
I was just thinking about that. I was looking at protein bars at like a Walgreens yesterday or something. And I was looking at which one to get. I had no idea which one to get, right? But there was one that was like four for like $2. And then there was another that was like four for $10.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, what could be the difference? You know what I'm saying? Probably the more expensive one's probably better for you. Mm-hmm. But like, why do things that are better for your health so expensive in this country?
Because I feel if you care about your body, you're going to pay the money. Yeah. If you don't, you're just going to roll into like a gas station and be like, hey, point me to your hot dogs. They're probably not meat. Are those vegan? No one knows.
The dollar menu at Taco Bell. That's all I have for the Chelsea Report. But to catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
Coming up next, what did you have to fake over the holidays to impress family or friends? Or maybe you had to fake something just to keep the peace and not have like a full-blown like brawl breakout. Details coming up next, especially with Brian and what he had to fake.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
You know, holidays just got done. And let's be honest, we all picture the holidays being so awesome. Mm-hmm. Get to hang out with friends, family, all the above. But then in reality, you know you got to fake it sometimes. Around family and friends.
Fake it until you make it.
Yeah, and there's some of you that are like, hell no, I never fake it. And then that's why your Christmas Eves and Christmas Days end up in a brawl.
Yeah, fighting.
But we want to hear from you. What did you have to fake over the holidays to impress family, in-laws, or friends, right? Or just to keep the peace? 877-971-HITS is the number to call or text. See if you can beat Brian's fakeness. Well,
and you're not a fake dude, Brian, so I'm kind of shocked.
Well, but the thing is that it's not about me. It's about my girlfriend's family.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I want to fit in with them, and I want everything to be happy. I want to get along with them. Plus, like, I'm a very stubborn person. And I try to understand, like, hey, my perspective isn't always everybody's, and people can have their own opinions on things.
Has it been a struggle to fit in with them? Like, is this been an ongoing thing? Or what?
Yeah, I've had to bite my tongue a lot. Because, because listen, I grew up in the Seattle area. I was raised by hippies on Whidbey Island, Washington, near Canada. And she grew up in Kennesaw, Georgia, like the South. We're like the heart of the South. And so, like, for example, before I get into what I really had to fake, we were just hanging out, having a conversation with her mom, and I told her, like, hey, I'm going to go to the Peach Bowl and see, you know, Florida play Michigan. She's like, I don't do football anymore because they're all kneeling. I'm like, oh, well, these are college kids. She's like, oh, well, this NFL thing, I don't do it. And then she went on this whole, like, kneeling thing, and she really doesn't know what she's talking about. And I'm like, yo, Brian, let's not have a news discussion with your girlfriend's mom. We're only going to be here for 35 minutes.
This is when Brian reverts to his Twitter.
Exactly.
Like he's talking to his in-law, but
just
he's not.
Subtweeting. So I've learned how to like, because listen, her mom has a different perspective. She grew up in the South. Right. Also, she doesn't really care about the news. She's retired. She just wants to live in her bubble. Go ahead. But the one that I had to fake, which I believe I did the right thing, because my girlfriend's family are all into hunting, like her sister and her brother-in-law are into hunting and stuff. So we go out to like this rural cabin in South Carolina, and they're like, and I'm not a hunter, okay? I don't besmirch you for hunting. If you want to hunt, go ahead and hunt.
Did they know your political views before they took you to this cabin?
I think they just kind of always assume that I'm going to be the snowflake. You know what I'm saying? Right. Their words, not mine. Their words. Because I'm a liberal dude. But then again, I'm also open-minded.
Right.
But, so here's the thing. They were going hunting. They were going to go deer hunting, right? And I'm not like anti-gun. If you want to have a gun, have a gun. Be responsible. Be safe. That's my thing. Be safe. If you want to hunt, go ahead and hunt. Not my thing. I hunt at Ralph's, the grocery store.
Amen to that. It's a lot easier that way.
I'll put camouflage on. Yeah. I'll even crawl down the aisles before I grab my bacon and stuff.
With night vision goggles.
Yeah, like, see it? Going there with a Nerf dart gun. Got him! So anyways, we're out on this deer thing, and they're like talking about like all the deer that they've like shot and stuff, and I'm like, yeah. And I was doing the thing like the 40-year-old virgin where clearly you have never shot a deer, but you act like you have. I'm like, yeah, you know when you have it in the sights? I'm like, yeah, the sights, and you got like to put the...
Repeat whatever they say, just a different tone.
Put the X on it. So yeah, I've been, and they're like, yeah, like a 10-point. And I'm like, 10 points? Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I'm like, all about points. When you shoot. I thought like the points didn't mean the horns. I thought it meant like where you hit the deer and stuff.
The target.
And they're like in this property where there's rarely deer. So they see one and like, Brian, you want to take the shot? And I was like, oh.
No.
Did you?
I took...
Bambi!
I took a shot. I missed.
Chelsea.
I missed so bad.
Good.
Like I hit a tree like 80 feet to the left of this thing and it ran off. I'm like, oh! Like, wow, you weren't very close to that. Brian, have you ever shot a gun before?
Oh, man.
I had to completely just choke in the middle of it. And then they wouldn't stop making fun of me like the whole next couple days about how I can't shoot. Like, no, like, it's such a terrible shot. And I was like, in my mind, I was like, Brian, you did the right thing, man. Because he was cute.
He was cute. You can't shoot Bambi, bro, over the holidays.
But I wanted to fit in, so I had to act like Hunter Guy.
And who goes and shoots reindeer over Christmas,
like,
bro?
That's depressing.
Well, how's Santa going to get around?
Southerners do. Southerners do that.
877-971 hits number to call. Text. I'm sure you had to fake something over the holidays to either impress in-laws or just to keep the peace. Can't wait to hear from you. 877-971-HITS. Monica from Panorama City, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Happy New Year, Monica. Thank you for hanging out with
us. Happy New Year. I'm sorry?
Thank you for hanging out with us, Monica. What did you have to fake over the holidays?
I had to fake drinking.
You had to fake drink.
Are you pregnant?
Yes.
Oh,
so me and my husband are expecting our... Thank you. We're expecting our fourth child, and we're in that phase where we're not ready to tell anyone yet because it's really early.
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, everyone was playing drinking games, and, you know, I didn't want anyone to suspect anything. So my husband was making the drinks, but he was just de-virginizing all of the drinks.
And Monica, are you known to be a drinker?
Yes.
That's the thing. I didn't know that was like how perceptive women are. But once you hit like your mid-20s and on, when you were around in a group of people, because same thing happened with my girlfriend's sister, where they're like, yo, my girlfriend has to like dive in and like slam her mimosa real quick if someone pours them because she's not ready to tell people either. So it's like, I didn't know how perceptive women are.
Yeah, so what was the thing you did to make it seem like you were kind of tipsy? Like, what was your go-to?
You know, I just had to keep my cup full, you know, and just be like, oh, pour me another one.
And, extra giggling. You know? You're like, shots. You're making all the calls.
I can't wait. Someday, like, my girlfriend gets pregnant someday. It's going to be one of those things where I'm like, no, don't worry about it. I'll drink both. I'll double fist the whole night.
I'm not a big, huge drinker. So I remember when I would go work at clubs, people would try to get me to drink all the time. And I was there working, so I tried to keep it profesh. And I would get everybody in a circle when they would pass around a shot. I'd be like, yeah, you guys ready? 1, 2, 3, let's go. And as they were taking the shot, I would just give my shot to my friend next to me, one of my producers. The guy would have to take his shot and my shots.
Oh, yeah, that's way to kill that guy.
Three shots in, the guy was so gone, man. But Monica, congratulations
that's
on
awesome.
Your fourth
Good
child.
For you.
You're competing against Kanye and Kim. Congratulations.
But you're doing the work.
Thank you. Yes, I know.
No surrogate, right? Thank you so much for listening to us. Wish you all the best.
Thank
Love you,
girl. Guys. Love you guys.
All right, Jennifer from Newport, good morning.
Good morning.
Happy New Year, Jennifer.
Yeah, happy New Year to you.
Thank you so much for tuning in. So what did you have to fake over the holidays to impress family or friends?
It was actually my ex-boyfriend's family. We've been together for a little over a year, and so they love me. We've gotten to know each other really well, and I love them, but I sort of realized recently that I'm not really in love with my boyfriend. It was just time, and I couldn't wait. So we had a talk, and we ended up breaking up like right before this huge trip that they'd planned for us for New Year's Eve. And so I had to fake being with him, even though we'd already broken up.
Oh, my gosh. You had a sacrifice going on a trip? What a way to start the year. I'm so sorry, Jennifer. Pobrecita.
But, you know, I feel for you. That's tough. You have to go on this trip and honestly have to fake it the whole time, pretend like you're into this person when you know it's just not right.
A vacation can be one of those things where you take that pressure away and you can go one of two ways where you're like, this is mad awkward. Or it can be like, this feels nice. Because there's no pressure, there's no stress. You're just having drinks, and like you don't have relationship like responsibilities. You just hang out.
Yeah. So how'd it go down?
Yeah, I mean, like at first, that's how we thought it would be, and we thought it would be cool because we knew what was going to happen at the end. But we were being watched the whole time, right? So like it just got progressively worse and worse that we couldn't just chill and enjoy our last few days together because his mom's super perceptive. So she was like, you know, are you guys okay? Are you having fun?
Oh,
and so
shoot.
It was like, we kind of had to amp it up. He was like angry with me and mean, and I was like, I just wanted to go home.
I wish your boyfriend had been like, yo, my mom's onto us. She was gonna have to catch us doing it right now.
So
let's do it. Come on, let's go at it right now. She can get it.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Hooking you up with an Instagram 10 times a day. From 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., your chance to win $1,000. Your next chance coming up at 8:10 this morning. Stay tuned for that. We've been catching up with you about the things you had to fake over the holidays, either to impress family or just to keep the peace amongst the party. And this text is epic and hilarious. Brian, what you got?
We got this one from the 951. My sister accidentally announced to my family that I have Tinder.
By the way, that was not an accident.
I had to pretend that I didn't use it and that my friends downloaded it on my phone and were goofing around my phone, but it kept getting super awkward because my family is really conservative, so they kept asking me if I was hooking up with all the guys on Tinder. Then they asked me if I had any STDs.
Oh, my gosh. What a good table talk conversation. Right. It's great. For your family.
I'm glad your family thinks so highly of you.
Yeah.
She keeps trying with everybody, right?
She's trying to change the subject. Let's get back to chlamydia.
Yeah. Shoot. Yikes.
What's better than that, right? Does anybody want some more food? All right. Coming up next, we got to talk about this. It's all over your feed. It's Coachella, everybody. And Chelsea is the Coachella queen, and she's so stoked about it.
This is literally the best day ever. This is like a holiday for me. I don't know if you guys are aware. That's it. The Coachella lineup is here. And if you're like me, you're super giddy about it. It's a great lineup. But of course, there are some surprises that we need to talk about.
Good or bad?
There's some baddish ones. I'm trying to be positive in 2019, but there's some baddish ones that we need to break down. So we'll talk about it.
Put him on blast. Who's bad?
97.1
Amp Radio. Commercial free Monday.
Your chance to win an Instagram 10 times a day. Your next chance is at 8:10 this morning. $1,000 waiting for you. Stay tuned for your chance to win. We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. Thank you for hanging out with us. Happy New Year. Are you excited about the Coachella lineup? You're not more excited than Chelsea Briggs, though.
This girl right here.
And she gets like excited a lot about a lot of things. But
she said this is her best day of the year.
I mean, it's up there, you guys. I consider this a holiday for sure.
She had the birth of her first nephew, and I didn't even see her this excited.
What's funny is I actually went to bed last night at like 8 p.m. to get ready for our first live show of the year.
Uh-huh.
And I woke up at midnight to a slew of texts from all my friends with the Coachella lineup. And I was like, oh, my God, how did I miss this? Like, I'm ashamed. But then I like couldn't go back to sleep because I was so giddy and excited and already making plans.
See, this is how much I know Chelsea loves Coachella. I saw, because we tweeted out last night, McCabe on the night show tweeted out, Coachella lineup. And I was like, oh, cool. And I almost copy and pasted it to the group show text that we have. But I was like, what are you embarrass yourself right now? Like, you're breaking news to Chelsea. And I would have been.
You're like, this is Chelsea's territory. Thank you, Brian.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Like, Coachella calls her.
Chelsea, yeah, that's my life. What your life is to Coachella, to me, and getting tagged on Taco Memes. Like my entire life. Anyway, so we're talking about Coachella, some good, some bad. Chelsea, break it down.
Well, overall, I have to say I'm pretty excited about it.
Really?
But yeah, I am. But there are surprise. But there are a couple surprises and maybe one letdown that I'm going to kind of talk about. But okay, so Friday night, the three big headliners. Friday night is Childish Gambino.
This is America.
What?
No don't catch you slipping, no.
That's a big one this
definitely
year.
Definitely deserves that. Absolutely.
So deserves it. Okay. So expected. Saturday night, we got Tame Impala. Now, if you are thinking to yourself, who is that? Join the club because it's very random. They are a psychedelic rock band from Australia. Here's a little snippet.
Someone said we live together. I ran out, we're done together.
We know which night the polo grounds are going to be lit when people are camping for the headliner.
Well, it's a perfect match if you're just high as hell.
If it's you're on some psychedelic experiences, that's going to be. Yeah.
I saw their Twitter, and you know Twitter's like one word, and they don't capitalize I Impala. Yeah. So I read it as Tamale.
You're like, yes.
And I can't. I'm like, who is this Tamale? So I started like Googling like Tamale band, and I'm not finding. I'm like, whoa, that is some mariachi music. They're real. Whoa, that's an interesting pick.
I did some more research on them. They have like a cult following, and I will say I think they're going to bring a cool vibe to Saturday night, but it upsets me because last year's Saturday night was Beyonce. That's usually the biggest one is Saturday, because Friday night some people don't all get there because they're, you know, traffic's crazy, they're at work, and Sunday night people leave early. So I'm a little disappointed. I wish Saturday was who's on Sunday, who I will announce in a second.
Tame Impala is just because, I mean, like, let's just be real. Kanye legitimately didn't do it. Like, there's no way they had them, Tame Impala, as the headliner, but then Kanye probably bailed, and they're like, you know what? They're good.
Allegedly, Kanye wasn't very happy with the size of the stage.
Yeah, he wanted to do all sorts of things like he does on his tour, like a flying stage, but Coachella's like, no, bro. Like, this is a festival.
Say,
you can't do that.
If Beyonce performed on that stage, you're going to be all right, bro. You feel me?
Right.
Sunday night, you guys are very excited about this one. Well deserved. Ariana Grande. Okay.
It's good stuff right there. Definitely worth
so
it right
deserving.
There.
I'm so pumped for that.
She just destroyed Monday's traffic even worse.
And
coming back from the polo grounds.
I'm going to call it right now. I might be late on that Monday after Coachella because of that. Other highlights from the lineup. J Balvin.
Who just posted a picture with Dua Lipa on Instagram. Okay. I can't wait to hear that.
So good. We also have Bad Bunny.
My man!
This is Puerto Rico!
He's jumped my list of guys if I had one day to hang out with. Yeah. One day!
What would you guys do? What would Brian do?
Get your nails painted with him, bro.
I would let him do... Well, I just want to be in Bad Bunny's world for a day.
Yeah.
I'd come back with like a weird like a prosthetic eyeball glued on my forehead.
Yeah, bro.
And those glasses and like lines shaved in my head. I'd be down for it.
Okay.
Bad Bunny hanging out with him in Puerto Rico would be the greatest.
Let's get you to Coachella and then we'll see if you can hang with Bad Bunny. special shout out because I am so excited for... This is like literally top five. Favorite bands, the 1975.
Get it.
If you don't know them, get it to know them.
There you go, Chelsea.
How good are they? Cool. Like, hear their little British accents. They're so cute.
They sound like Tamale Paulo with British accents.
We also.
By the way, speaking about tamales, bro, you bring that up. Los Tucanes de Tijuana are going to be performing. That's one of my favorite bands.
Oh, cool.
In the 90s, Quebradita style. You guys may have heard the song because it went viral on Instagram and brought them back to life.
Okay.
Chelsea's like, I love them. I'm
cool.
So excited.
I mean,
I hope Bad Bunny does a feature with them. It'd be amazing.
Listen to this right here. Polo Grounds. Cierra, compadre.
Does that mean you're going to come?
Hell yeah, I'm going to go.
Okay, yeah. All right.
Sure. They're going to leave both babies.
I know.
With
your baby's going to be like one month old at the time.
Yeah, Jen and my wife's probably going to be delivering her baby, and I'm going to be like, hey, babe, on FaceTime. How's it going? Los Tucanes de Tijuana están tocando.
Also, we have Khalid, Anderson .Paak, Janelle Monáe, Solange, Zedd, Bozzy, Diplo. It's going to be so good. For the full lineup, head to our social media, Instagram, 97.1 Amp Radio.
Thank you so much, Chelsea. Love that. And a special shout out to all the artists that are like three lines and below on the flyer.
You gotta like really put your nose up to your phone.
Yeah, but it's a big deal for them, you know?
It's such small print. But yo, you made it to Coachella.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Why am I playing Christmas music? That's the same question I asked my wife. Why do we still have Christmas decorations up in the house?
Still have them in the studio, man.
I know. No, right? It's giving me anxiety.
Good question for you. Got some drama at the pad. Should my wife keep our Christmas decorations up until February? Technically, the answer is yes, because she's 7 months pregnant. And obviously, you're not going to argue with that, right? But generally speaking, when should you take Christmas decorations down? 877-971-HITS is the number to call or text. You got to understand this. My wife loves Christmas. She's been trying to celebrate Christmas since Halloween.
You guys have like four trees.
Exactly, yeah. Brian. Thank you for counting on my Instagram stories. Four trees. Christmas tree's up at the pad. Absolutely loves it to the max. And then she kind of tricked me because when she brought it up about keeping it up till February 2nd, and I'll tell you why February 2nd in a little bit, she's like, I'm like, babe, no, that's way too long. And she's like, but we were just driving through the neighborhood and I said to you, hey, doesn't the neighborhood look so pretty with all the lights up? And I said, yes. There you go.
Oh, man.
She used that against me.
That's
like,
she
set me
needed.
Up, bro. She's so smart, man. But anyways, she wants to do it till February 2nd because on January 6th, we celebrate El Día de los Reyes Magos, the three wise men. Right. So traditionally speaking, a lot of Latin American countries do this. And we're from Mexico. And it's when the wise men brought gifts to baby Jesus on the 6th of January.
Gifts again?
Yes. Wow. Kids in Mexico get gifts again. Damn, on the 6th of January.
Amazing.
And then what also happens then is you buy this rosca, which is a big piece of bread that's in a circle. OK. And then inside the bread, they place baby Jesus. Inside of it.
What?
You're not choking hazard?
Yeah,
safe?
Exactly, exactly. So you cut it into little pieces, called la rosca, right? And then if your piece has a little baby Jesus inside, you have to bring and buy tamales for everybody.
Oh, so it's not a good thing. You don't want baby.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't
want to
get the baby Jesus.
Yeah. You know, babies are expensive, Chelsea.
To make a Costco run, buy a bag of tamales.
And then you got to bring the tamales on the 2nd of February. So she's like, we got to celebrate that. It's part of Christmas still. It's like an extension. And I'm like, are you serious? So she wants to keep it going. Chelsea, what are your thoughts?
I'm very passionate about this. I feel like you need to take the decorations down the week after Christmas. Like,
the
it should
after.
Be like at least like days after, but no more than a week. And I think it's like you're moving into the new year, you know? It's
yeah.
like the clutter, it gives me anxiety. It's time to move forward. And the fact that if you have these decorations up, you're almost like dwelling on the fact that the holiday's over and that break's over. Like, it just, I feel like it doesn't do anyone any good.
Chelsea,
it's time to move forward.
You just barely gave DJ Majestic his Christmas gift today.
Yeah, well.
So he can take his tree down now.
You can blame Amazon on that one.
See, for me, it's funny because I didn't decorate my apartment out here at all. I mean, right. I barely clean up my clothes that are on the floor. That's decorating to me. It's just like putting stuff away. So my girlfriend decorated our house in Atlanta, but she didn't put up our tree until middle of December. And then she was like, she's just kind of like, I don't want to hassle with it right now. So she was like, how long should we keep it up? I'm like, I don't really care however long you want to. But then also,
smart.
We were sitting on the couch and we had the fireplace going and the Christmas tree was all lit up like 2 days ago. I was like, man, it looks nice. Why don't we just keep it up year round? It's like lit up.
That's, come on, bro.
You're
but
like
it's
my
so
wife, Brian.
Pretty in the house.
Look Brian. At you, bro. You're just giving points to my wife. She's listening right now. She just texted me.
Yeah,
she's
I, love
like,
I love trees.
Brian.
I love trees. I'm celebrating trees.
By
Arbor,
the way,
Arbor Day is coming.
None of our trees were real trees, by the way, because then that's a hazard, right? So I gotta admit, the house does look pretty. She's like, look, let's turn everything off. And it was nighttime yesterday when we were having this discussion. She's like, look how sad the house looks.
Oh,
I was like, oh
she's
my
good
goodness.
Though. I mean, you know, she's got that argument.
It is a downer. And then she's like, lit up, watch, look at it now.
And then she's like, look, I'm carrying your second child. And yeah, I'm like, all right, you can do whatever the hell you want.
I think she's got you on a trick though, too, though, because she's supposed to have the baby in like March, right? What if February rolls around and she's like, I just don't, I don't feel it. You know, like, I need to rest. Like, you know, I know
it's a trick.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then next thing you know, baby's born. Now you're looking at a tree in July. You can have like your midpoint Christmas in July.
877-971-HITS. Give us a call or shoot us a text. Be honest with us. When do you absolutely need to take down your Christmas decorations? 877-971-HITS. Number to call or text. Kim from Long Beach. Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy New Year, Kim.
Happy New Year.
Kim, when should you take Christmas decorations down? Absolutely.
Right after Christmas.
Thank you.
Wow. Like the day of? Like
yes.
Christmas day night?
Like, it's over. I've been doing Christmas since Thanksgiving. After I open them gifts, let's take that tree down.
Kim, so you're saying like the 25th at night, or do you wait till the 26th?
I'm going to be nice. I can wait till the morning, but in my heart, I want to take it down as soon as I open them gifts.
Yeah.
That afternoon. Like, are we done?
Yeah, but it looks so pretty. I mean, my wife, that's what she says. Everything looks prettier with lights. And that's why she tries to put lights on me sometimes, too.
Light it up. Get on those sweaters. But here's the thing. You've been doing Christmas and Thanksgiving. I'm a procrastinator, so we didn't even get our tree up until, like, December 19th.
There you go.
Kind of like, I feel like we got to keep it up for a little while longer just to make sure we got some appreciation of it.
No, I'm taking mine right now.
Kim, does anybody oppose you in your household?
Oh, yeah, my boyfriend does, but I mean, I did the tree, so.
You're like, I put the work in, so guess what? My rules.
A boyfriend opposing when you want to take a tree down is like, babe, wait up. And you're like, I'm taking it down. All right, well, I ain't worth the fight on this one.
You mean I don't have to do it?
Yeah,
okay, fine. Ahead. Kim, thank you for calling in. Love you, girl. Happy New Year. Wish you all the best, all right?
Love you guys, too. Happy New Year.
Thank you. Cordelia from L.A., good morning.
Good morning.
I love it. Happy New Year. Sounds like your New Year was epic, according to your voice.
It wasn't too bad.
Cordelia, when should you absolutely take your Christmas decorations down?
On January 6th.
On January 6th?
Specific.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's not a tradition. I don't know. That's the day my mom always told us to take it down. That's when we did it. I never thought of asking her.
I mean, that's
why.
What, the Three Wise Men Day?
Yeah, January 6th. Reyes Magos.
Yeah. So a lot of people are texting in like that. They're saying, like, if you're Catholic, a lot of Armenian families take them down. Like, the text line lit up with January 6th, January 6th. Like, a hard date. Holidays.
I think it's just if that's part of your family tradition.
Yeah.
So, you know, Central America, that's the tradition. So.
Central America. What part of Central America, Cordelia?
Belize, Central America.
Oh my gosh, it's beautiful. Belize, have you ever been? Charles, Brian?
No, I've Google imaged it because my girlfriend wants to go there.
Oh, it's gorgeous there.
You guys must come. Beautiful.
All right, let's go.
We're all in.
Next vacation. We're coming.
That was easy. New Year's resolution. Go to Belize with Cordelia.
Right.
Cordelia, thank you so much for calling in. So you're basically opposing my wife taking it down till February.
Congratulations on the baby and everything. Love you guys. I just love the show.
Thank you, Cordelia. Thanks. Cordelia smart. She's like, I ain't going against a pregnant woman.
No. No, I'm not.
Love you, Cordelia.
Have a good day, guys.
Bye.
I love you guys, too.
Love her vibe right there.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
Texts are still coming in. Thank you so much for reaching out about when you should take down Christmas decorations. The wifey loves Christmas, and she's pregnant. She wants to keep it up to February 2nd because of Los Reyes Magos and all that good stuff. Obviously, I'm not going to argue with that. What are our texts saying, though, Brian?
I mean, it's very split. People are very passionate about it as well.
That's what surprised me about this. How passionate people are.
Exactly.
Either way, either just like taking them down right away, it's the end of the world, or just leaving them on forever. It's so crazy.
From the 402, we got, by the time Christmas rolls around, I'm ready for my house to be back in order, so as soon as the presents are open, I just start putting the tree away.
New year, no decorations.
From the 562, we...
that rhymed.
New year, no decorations. From the 562, I usually take mine down on New Year's Day. I'm behind, though. I have about 16 trees up.
Wait,
they look so nice all lit up. I love
them. That trumps Janet.
Yeah.
She said she had 16 trees up in
she's
the same household.
She's being
dramatic. No, she
right
said
now.
About, so she's rounding. Could be 15,
oh
could be 17.
Like in her backyard or all around her house
one
or
of
those inside?
Crazy houses in Malibu or something. It's got to be like a big house.
She decorates the entire row of trees in the street.
They're all mine.
From Alicia in the 615, we got, I took my tree down on the 26th. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Mm-hmm.
And then my favorite text of the day from the 626, that she loves the holidays, Edgar, let her have it up as long as she wants. I still have a Halloween wreath and a pirate flag displayed on my house for all the neighbors to see, and I'm keeping the tree too.
Wait, like, so the pirate flag, but that's like from Halloween?
Yo, she
just
loves
because she loves Halloween.
We couldn't be friends.
Damn, Jeff.
Rude. 97.1
Amp. Amp Radio. Commercial-free Monday.
Everybody thought Kanye West was going to be headlining Coachella this year, but negativo on that. Allegedly, he didn't like the size of his stage. He wanted a little bigger than that.
Sounds like such a Kanye move, because he's into like this, like these floating stages.
Yeah.
And now all these artists are having these elaborate stages and then, like, you know, accusing each other of stealing ideas and whatnot. Just seems like you got to wrap your head around the festival concept.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Everyone has to use that stage. So they're not just going to bring in a suspended stage above the crowd for one person who's performing for maybe 35, 40 minutes if you're closing out the night. But everyone's got to use a stage.
Yeah. My thought is, like, if Beyonce didn't complain about the stage,
right?
You all right, bro? You feel me?
Also, there's a good chance Beyonce could just fly if she decided to.
True.
With no help, just literally fly.
Yeah, she's not human.
She has that superpower. Instead, you got Childish Gambino headlining. Also, you got Tame Impala, which Brian thought was Tamale.
Tamale Impala.
And Ariana Grande.
Tamale Impala?
Yeah. Tamale Impala.
We'll start a parody group.
Like a fusion of cumbia and rock. Tamale Impala, I'm down with that. Ariana Grande as well. Coming up next, inside the Chelsea Report, what you working with, Chelsea?
So do you guys remember when Mariah Carey totally bombed her New Year's Eve performance a couple years ago?
Totally.
So,
my favorite performance of hers.
It was the best.
So sad.
Well, it was actually one-upped this year by someone else.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
So I'm sure there's a lot of things that happen on New Year's Eve that you probably want to forget, you know? Mm-hmm. But if you were on social media on New Year's Eve or the days following, you probably saw this story about Tiffany Haddish and how she absolutely bombed her stand-up show in Miami.
I really want to talk about some stuff, and it's like I can't remember none of it. I just feel like, whatever. She ran.
It was really bad. So there's a whole video of it. And she's basically rambling. She forgot her jokes. Mm-hmm. There's even a part in it where she pulls out, like mid-set, she pulls out a bottle of vodka and just starts drinking it. And then all of a sudden, people start standing up and walking out. And she basically says, this is weird for me now. This is going to be on TMZ or whatever. Like, it was a hot mess situation.
She should have just started doing her dance.
Right? Anything. Like, she's usually so hilarious.
Well, here's the thing. All I saw from that is, like, I related to that so hard. Listen, I've done hundreds of shows on holidays, including New Year's, St. Patty's Day.
As a comedian,
it's always a raucous environment. Yep. It's always difficult. And she's come into a level of stardom that's like that Kevin Hart track, right?
Right.
She's playing stadiums and stuff that she wasn't playing these last 10 years. Last 10 years, she's been duking it out in the club circuit here in L.A., Laugh Factory, Comedy Store. And she crushes it. She's got good energy, but she's been doing nothing but movies. And when I saw what she was going through on that stage, it reminded me of the first time last year when I went back to, I played a sold out show in Lawrenceville, Georgia, which was like, I had like 900 people there. And my brother was supposed to open for me. He couldn't go because he had diagnosed with colon cancer. Mm. So I'm a little emotional. We've been working like nonstop out here on the show. And so I remember getting to the venue and realizing I hadn't thought about comedy for 1 second.
Right.
And if you add a little alcohol to that, then you really just, I mean, all she wanted to do was sit down with all her friends and just walk through that crowd and just hug people. You know what I mean? Like, she didn't want to have to perform. And also, she's not like, she hasn't been doing stadiums for her whole career. This is something new for
and
her.
And she said that too. I mean, she posted a video on her Instagram earlier in the day saying she's been in Miami partying, like nonstop. Yeah. She was partying that morning before the show. Even here's her kind of talking about it.
I've been out here in Miami since yesterday's night or early this morning. And I partied. I partied all night. Not even night. I partied all morning. I went to bed at 7. It's whatever time it is right now. I'm up. Getting ready to do this show tonight. We at the James. I forget the name of the theater. Damn.
Bad news.
Ciroc is still in my system.
I've made that mistake before where I've had to do a red carpet and I've been hungover bad news. I mean, you have that brain fog. Her forgetting things, it's like so relatable. Totally get that.
Do you think she knew going into it that she was going to bomb?
I don't think I think the first sentence out of her mouth when she realized, I wasn't prepared. No, I don't think she's mentally prepared for performing and having that energy for that long. It's different than musicians. Musicians burn out too. We hear all the time where people are just like, I just can't perform, I'm losing my voice. But comedians, you have to be in the moment the entire time. And the crowd goes there expecting you to be like at the peak of your game. Mm-hmm. And if you're not, those crowds can get hostile really quick. I think the thing that frustrated me was everyone's like, she's not funny. She's clearly funny.
She's clearly funny.
That's a stupid debate. What I took out of it was the next day when that story went viral, she flat out owned it on social media. And she said I wish this wasn't true. I should have been better.
Yeah, she said, this happened. I wish I was better in Miami. I prayed on it and have a strong feeling that it will never happen again. So she learned her lesson.
It's that attitude that's what's going to ensure her success. It's what got her here. It's what will have her keep going. And hey, man, she learned what fame is, really. Like, you've been busy all year. Sometimes you got to take a step back. You got to realize you're tired.
Don't drink as much.
And look, we all,
that's another thing. Don't put the Ciroc on stage.
And we all have bad nights. One bad night doesn't define your career. So there's that, right? I'm ending on a positive note here, okay?
One bad night does not define you unless something comes 9 months later.
Ooh, okay.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
We want to hear, what did you binge watch over the holiday break that maybe you can catch everybody else on that needs to watch this, whether it be a series or an awesome movie or documentary you watched? We want to hear about it, okay? Give us a call or shoot us a text, 877-971-HITS. Good morning to you. We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. For us, besides Narcos Mexico, which is absolutely amazing, we watched The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel on Amazon.
Is it good?
So good. Brian, I think you would like it, bro. It's based out of the late 50s, and it's this woman that turns herself into a stand-up comedian, but starts talking about her real life and the disaster in her life. But it just deals with a lot of the stigma that was going on back then and still today about, oppressing women. And she's just, she got arrested doing this. Really cool, and it's actually really funny.
I think I saw it, and the name looked like a Disney movie.
I know what you mean.
Like it was
misleading, for sure.
Yeah, like a spinoff of Mary Poppins or something.
Exactly.
Like,
I didn't mean that.
Bootleg, I did too.
Bootleg Mary Poppins.
But my my cousin got me into it, and then we watched it. Also, this documentary, guys. Have you guys heard of the Three Identical Strangers?
Yeah, I watched it on a flight one time.
I've heard of it.
Crazy.
Okay, crazy documentary, and I'm not going to give away too much, but you have to watch it. So it's a documentary out of New York, and this cat goes into a community college for the first day, and everybody keeps calling him Eddie. And he's like, what the hell? My name is not Eddie. He goes to his dorm, and a guy walks in and goes, what up, Eddie? Mm-hmm. He turns around, he's like, yo, I'm not Eddie. Why does everybody keep calling me Eddie? And he's like, hold up. Do you have a twin brother? And the guy goes, no, I'm adopted. Long story short, this guy finds out he has a twin brother that he never met that also got adopted. A huge story blows up, goes viral back then, like I think it was in the 80s, on the news, everywhere, every newspaper, every newspaper, right? Twins discover each other, they were adopted. What are the chances? Guess what? This other person is a triplet. Sees the story on the newspapers, is like, wait.
Like, those guys look like
you're not just twins. Yeah. You're triplets.
They look just like
it's
me.
It's crazy.
Long story short, guys, but there's a crazy twist to this and a very dark twist to it of what happened and how this became that it was really just, I'm going to leave it at this, a psychological test.
Whoa.
Being
experiment.
Done. And an
really?
Experiment.
Yeah. Oh, that's...
I'm going to leave it at that.
Crazy.
It is so wild. So anyways, again, the name of that is Three Identical Strangers. If you haven't seen it, check it out. We watched it on Amazon Prime. I think it was like $2.99 to rent. What did you binge watch, Brian?
Oh, we watched... my girlfriend and I got into war movies for kind of a random reason, but...
Oh, dope. Real based on true stories?
No. Like, we watched Saving Private Ryan, We Were Soldiers, Valkyrie, Allied, and Glorious Bastards, but we watched them all in one day. That's five movies. We laid on a couch and watched like 15 hours of movies, and the reason was we were in New Orleans for Christmas, because we kind of have a routine now where we do Thanksgiving with family, and then Christmas, we're like, peace! We're going somewhere on our own. Last year, we were in Germany. We went to a concentration camp. We learned about World War II. Mm-hmm. It was crazy.
That's
and
dope.
She got really into World War II. This year, we went to New Orleans, which is a party city. We had a great time. But they also have the greatest World War II museum in the country.
Oh, really?
Super great experience. Like, if you're in New Orleans, it sounds crazy, but get off Bourbon Street and go to this museum. So she was just really into, like, how D-Day even happened. She wasn't even sure about the beaches of Normandy in 1946. She didn't know how we got into the war. So we got back from New Orleans, and we had a day off to ourselves to just chill in Atlanta. And we just started watching movies, and I'm not kidding you, 15 hours we didn't leave. Uber Eats and movies.
Oh, wow.
That was amazing.
There you go. Coming up next, we'll get into what Chelsea binge watched. Can't wait to hear what you binge watch as well. 877-971-HITS, number to call or text. We're getting a lot of good recommendations here via text, Brian. What is it saying?
We got Nancy from Orlando said, couldn't stop watching Hallmark Christmas movies. I think it's acceptable around Christmas. But how much more depressing and sad is it if you catch yourself binge watching in like June?
Oh yeah,
Christmas on the Hallmark Channel.
That's my wife. Thanks, bro.
Sorry about that, Janet. Anna Torres from the 323 said Killing Eve on Hulu and Jack Ryan on Amazon Prime. Jack Ryan's great. I watched that. It's got John Krasinski, formerly The Office, so it's kind of fun to watch him. You know, running around like
in a different
spy,
light, right?
Shooting guns. Yeah. From the 310, we got my mom and I binge watch Marvelous Miss Maisel.
So good and funny. Man, I recommend it.
Loved it. Also, Ozark. If you haven't seen Ozark on Netflix, that's great. They just had the season 2 of Ozark, and it's Jason Bateman, and he's like, it's kind of like Narcos meets like Jason Bateman's family drama.
Mm. Yeah, and also a little bit of Walter White in there.
Yeah, Breaking Bad.
Hey, Chelsea, you would love Marvelous Miss Maisel because my wife loves it just because of what they wear. It's like the late 50s.
Okay.
She just loves the fashion from back
then. Okay, I'll check it out for sure.
Yeah, super nice. 877-971-HITS, number to call or text. Jade from Inglewood, up to no good. Good morning.
Good morning.
Jade, what did you absolutely love binge watching over the holiday break, or what movie did you just discover and love now?
I binge watch crime shows, all types of crime shows all through the year anyway.
The holiday spirit.
But over the holiday, I did real crime reenactments are my favorites.
Wait, wow.
So you find like the homicide shows that reenact some of your favorite crimes?
Right. Yeah.
It puts you in such a weird headspace. I did that a couple years ago. I was super into crime shows and I was watching them nonstop, binge watching all the shows. And I found myself being super like,
paranoid.
I kept looking behind my shoulder, like locking, making sure my doors were locked over and over again, having weird nightmares. It puts you in the weirdest headspace.
My girlfriend started DVRing the show Snapped. It's one of those ones
that's
about
the
like
women one, right?
Yeah, it's a woman who snapped and killed a man, right?
I would have taken that as a sign, right?
Yeah. But the worst part is I was out of town. I was here. And that show plays like 1,000 times a day. So it was like 900 episodes of Snapped, and I only found it because our DVR was full.
Jade, thank you for calling in. I can't do those kinds of shows, thanks to my wife. We can't even watch, what's that one show that was really big besides...
Stranger Things.
Stranger Things.
Oh, yeah.
We were 3 minutes into Stranger Things. She's like, I can't handle this. No. She's like, it's too scary.
Your wife is too sweet, man.
Yeah, man. So anyways, honestly, I'm the little biatch in the relationship. So
wow.
It's really you, and you're just blaming it on
exactly.
her, isn't it?
Exactly. It's because my wife, guys.
She's holding hands with him. She's like, Edgar, we can make it through this. Yeah. The kid's on a BMX bike. It's just scary music and fog.
I'm like, babe, you're pregnant. We don't want you to have the child right now. Jade, we love you. Wish you all the best with your homicide shows.
Thank you, guys.
William from La Crescenta. Good morning.
Morning.
Will, Happy New Year, bro.
Happy New Year.
What did you binge watch over the holidays?
That 70s Show.
It's a random one. How did you find? Did you find it for the first time, or are you rewatching it?
Rewatching. It's always been on my Netflix. So usually, when no one's home or when my family's doing something I don't want to do, I'm just like, screw it. I'm just gonna watch this show. I don't care.
screw it. Time for that 70s Show.
Yeah.
My girlfriend just discovered The Office for the first time.
Oh,
she never
wow.
realized. Oh. And it was because they were showing all those Christmas episodes on Comedy Central.
Yeah.
And she started watching them. And they're all out of order. It's the year by year. And so she didn't get all the inside jokes. And then I told her to start watching from season one. And that show was amazing. But I imagine once you watch it as an, like, you're grown, you have some perspective. I'm sure that 70s Show is the same way. You're watching it like, oh, I get it. That writer was funny there.
Right.
Now it's funny, too, watching it and being like, oh, it's cute that Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis. This is the girl's perspective, but they ended up together, so it's kind of it'd be fun watching it, being like, "Oh my god!"
Because every show Chelsea watches, she goes, "I wonder who's hooking up with who."
Oh, 100%.
Behind the scenes.
Well. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. William, thank you for listening, bro. Wish you all the best this year.
Later,
later, bro. And obviously, Bird Box.
Netflix, you did watch it?
No. I'm just saying, a lot of people watch
Everyone
Bird Box.
Did, I feel like,
and Netflix usually never reveals. Like, how many people watched what?
Mm-hmm.
But for this one, they revealed that 45 million account holders watched Bird Box.
In 7 days.
Jeez.
In the last 10 days. 45
Crazy.
Million. And you could just multiply that, because imagine how many people use your account.
Yeah, that's probably double. Really?
More than that, right?
I can always tell my dad's on mine. I'm like, what? Who the hell is watching? What? watching the Big Bang Theory? Are you out of your mind?
Come on, Dad.
97.1
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
First live show of the year. Thank you for hanging out with us. So we got the Dopest Moment Award going out to Jennifer from Newport. We were catching up earlier on the show about how did you have to fake it during the holidays to keep the peace or to impress family and
Fit
friends?
In, yeah. Make a good impression.
You know what I'm saying? We all got to do a little acting during the holidays sometimes, especially when it comes to food.
Am I acting like I'm not trying to eat all of it?
No, I did eat all of it. I did no acting at all. I actually just shoved my face.
Jennifer from Newport, this is what she had to fake.
It was actually my ex-boyfriend's family. We've been together for a little over a year, and so I sort of realized recently that I'm not really in love with my boyfriend. It was just time, and I couldn't wait. So we had a talk, and we ended up breaking up like right before this huge trip that they'd planned for us for New Year's Eve. So I had to fake being with him, even though we'd already broken up.
Oh my gosh, you had a sacrifice going on a trip?
I mean, like, at first, we thought it would be cool because we knew what was going to happen at the end, but we were being watched the whole time. We couldn't just chill and enjoy our last few days together because his mom's super perceptive. So she was like, you know, are you guys okay? Are you having fun?
Oh,
and so
shoot.
It was like, we kind of had to amp it up. He was, like, angry with me and mean, and I was like, I just wanted to go home.
I wish your boyfriend would have been like, yo, my mom's onto us. She was going to have to catch us doing it right now. So let's do it. Come on.
That's what Brian would have said.
That's a heady play. It's called thinking on your feet.
Yeah.
If I'm trying to totally fit in my scenario, be my girlfriend, you know, and if she was like, listen, my mom's, I'm like, yeah, that's exactly what I have to do. We don't make her think we're having a really great time. We're having the greatest time ever. Last night, they were grilling us about when we're having kids. I was like, yep. We're so excited, we start trying now.
Did you say that?
There you go, mom.
I never say that.
See, I feel like my situation was different where, like, people kept asking me, like, so are you dating anyone? Are you still single? Right. What's going on? And I got to the point where I was just like, yeah, I'm dating too many to count. Yeah, me, you know me. There's a few guys I'm talking to. You know,
you're like, it's raining
men asking me. Yeah, I'll tell you though, when I choose one, was like my response.
Should have been like, so you don't listen to the show?
Yeah, huh, right.
Well, it's on the radio.com app, so I'm gonna download it on all your phones. So then you never have to ask me if I'm dating anybody. You can hear all my stories.
I thought we were family.
Mm-hmm.
All right, coming up next, family coming through. Kristen covering Yessi Ortiz. Yessi Ortiz on some like exotic island.
Oh,
Cook Islands. It's out near Australia.
With her partner, her man, who looks like Drake, but even cuter.
He's a doctor. He's a doctor Drake.
Couple alert,
he's a psychologist,
sure.
And looks great without a shirt. That's not allowed.
Uh-huh.
As you can tell, we have a crush on him.
Yeah, I was going to say. A little bit of eyes.
Green eyes. It's hard not to look at him.
I wish I were Yessi Ortiz right now. Whatever.
On that note,
Chris weird. Okay.
Coming up next on 97.1 Amp Radio.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.